From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A short-term approach to the nation's pressing debt limit deadline falls well short of what Washington should be doing, says President Obama.
This notion that we're going to go through a multi-year process instead of seizing the moment now and taking care of our problems is a typical Washington response. We don't need more studies. We don't need a balanced budget amendment. We simply need to make these tough choices and be willing to take on our basis.
The president spoke to reporters, not to congressional negotiators. Top House Republicans did the same thing. Speaker of the House John Boehner.
Our stand on the debt limit has been clear. There can be no tax hikes because tax hikes destroy jobs. We need real spending cuts, and real spending cuts that will exceed the amount of increase in the debt limit.
Republicans will take a House vote next week on a balanced budget constitutional amendment. The British News of the World phone hacking scandal drew grave condemnations on word the paper had hacked into the cell phone of a missing girl. Now Larry Miller tells us the extinct tabloid's owner, Rupert Murdoch, has met with the girl's family.
When Murdoch left the meeting, members of the public shouted, "Shame on you." A shaken Murdoch retreated back into the hotel. Moments later, the family of slain teenager Millie Dollar emerged with their lawyer, Mark Lewis, who says Murdoch appeared humbled and contrite.
Yes, he did apologize. He apologized many times. I don't think somebody could have held their hands in their head in their hands so many times to say that they were sorry.
Murdoch has placed full-page ads in Britain's Saturday newspapers to apologize, saying his News of the World tabloid failed and that he's deeply sorry for the hurt suffered by those hacked by the paper. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
There'll be a longer than two-day closure on part of the heavily traveled Interstate 405 in California this weekend. Helicopter pilot Lance Strumpf says he's offering discount helicopter rides from Van Nuys to Los Angeles International Airport.
It costs thousands of dollars to charter helicopters from us, but since I was born and raised here, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to try to help out. So for $150, if you have four people, we'll take in one of our jet-powered helicopters, and in 12 minutes, we'll have you at LAX.
The part of the freeway that's to be closed is north of the airport. The United States is joining more than 30 nations in formally recognizing Libya's main opposition group as the legitimate government there, pending creation of a new interim authority. On Wall Street, approaching the close, the Dow was up 35 points at 12,472 in trading of 3 billion shares. This is NPR News. The Clorox Company is considering a $10 billion takeover bid from its biggest shareholder, billionaire investor Carl Icahn. From member station KQED, Joshua Johnson reports Icahn could get much more from the deal than just a bleach maker.
Pine Sol, Hidden Valley, Formula 409, Kingsford Charcoal, and even Fresh Step Kitty Litter. Icahn could control all the Clorox Company's diverse brands if it accepts his bid. In his offer letter, he urged the Oakland-based company to consider his offer alongside other, perhaps better, deals. But it's unclear how hot a commodity Clorox could be. Sales are up, but the company's latest financial outlook disappointed some analysts. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Johnson in San Francisco.
BP is promising to meet strict new standards if it's allowed to return to drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says the oil giant is campaigning to mine the Gulf's rich oil fields again.
BP's new self-imposed standards are designed to address concerns that emerged from investigations into the Deepwater Horizon accident. BP, in a letter to the country's top offshore drilling regulator, says the new rules will apply only to wells in the Gulf of Mexico where BP is the designated operator, and the company promises not to transfer operatorship just for the purpose of avoiding its new self-imposed requirements. While BP has interest in wells drilled since last year's disaster, the company has not yet been given permission to lead drilling operations in the Gulf. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Harry Potter fans lined up for the midnight showing of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, the last in the series. Ticket sales, 43 million. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.